There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Today marks the 78th anniversary when the Red Army liberated the Auschwitz death camp. And 78 years later, Russia has not been invited to attend a commemoration ceremony marking Holocaust Remembrance Day owing to its war on Ukraine. Until now, Russia has taken part in the commemoration event held every year, with a delegate addressing the event. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Auschwitz Museum said that Russia will need an extremely long time and very deep self-examination after this conflict in order to return to gatherings of the civilized world. Auschwitz-Birkenau has become a symbol of Nazi Germany's genocide of 6 million European Jews, 1 million of whom died at the camp between 1940 and 1945, along with more than 100,000 non-Jews. A recent report from the Center for the Study of Contemporary European Jewry at Tel Aviv University, titled For a Righteous Cause, reveals that there is a growing recognition of the Holocaust in the Arab world, along with a recognition of Jewish culture. Last year in January, Egypt, conveying Arab consensus, took part in a session of the UN General Assembly, which adopted a resolution condemning Holocaust denial. The report says that this is a positive trend, reflecting a significant turnaround in Arab discourse on Jewish history, promoting the preservation of Jewish heritage in several Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Morocco. The findings also indicate that recognizing the Holocaust and teaching lessons from it have recently increased also in African countries and the broader Arab world, where such education was non-existent. As Germany prepares to mark International Holocaust Day, the Brussels-based European Union of Jewish Students and the Berlin-based Hate Aid non-profit group are suing Twitter for failing to remove hate content from its platform. Avital Grinberg, the president of the European Union of Jewish Students, said that remembrance of the Shoah must not be merely expressed through emotional speeches, but also through clear positions, resolute action, and protective laws. The announcement of the lawsuit also comes a day after Twitter reinstated American Holocaust denier and white supremacist Nick Fuentes, but has now been suspended again. The student's lawsuit now aims to utilize Germany's stringent laws barring Holocaust denial and the glorification of Nazi ideology to force the platform to remove offensive material. This Sunday, on January the 29th, government officials from Latin America will meet with the Israel Allies Foundation and the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement regarding the adoption and implementation of the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism. Representatives from 10 countries, such as Uruguay, Chile, Colombia, Guatemala, and Brazil, will be attending. Deputy Dorina Rodriguez from the Dominican Republic Congress of Deputies said that they are proud to work with the Israel Allies Foundation, which loves and supports Israel, whilst Guatemalan Minister Mario Bocaro stressed that Jews and Christians working together to promote support for Israel and Judeo-Christian values can make a real impact worldwide. Inter-American Foundation Latin America Director Leopoldo Martinez emphasized that the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism can only be as effective as its implementation, pledging that parliamentarians in the Israel Allies Network will strive to creatively and powerfully implement this tool to combat anti-Semitism and its new manifestation, anti-Zionism. And Dubai will be hosting a Holocaust Remembrance Day ceremony today, featuring American-Canadian-Israeli singer Nicole Raviv, who will perform in Arabic, Ishi Biladi, or Long Live My Country, the United Arab Emirates national anthem. In a statement, Raviv said that the main goal of the ceremony is to increase awareness and to bring Holocaust education to the forefront in the Arab world since the Abraham Accords. Regarding her knowledge in Arabic, Raviv said she started exploring singing Arabic about a year ago whilst training in Israel, where she learned Arabic music and theory and also performed in shows with large orchestras. The non-profit organization, Together Vouch for Each Other, led by Israeli Arab activist Yosef Haddad, will be hosting the event, which is expected to be attended by many leaders from Muslim countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.